Good morning. Welcome to another round of ABCD. This, or today's share, is sponsored to Le'ulei Nishmas Harav Yaakov Tzvi ben Rav Shmuel Zanvil. May his neshama have an aliyah. This is all the Torah that we're learning. Okay, so we're back into the Shar Bitachon over here. We're talking about the fifth advantage a Baal Bitachon has. A fifth advantage that a Baal Bitachon has over someone who can literally print money, which you would think would have the sweetest life of them all. The fifth one is a little bit of an addition, like an added, like a topping off the third one. The third one, we said that he cannot trust anyone with his secret, because if they find out, they're going to be copying and doing the same thing, and it's a very lonely life. The fifth one, the Rabbeinu Bechaya writes, is an addition. It's a fear. It's on top of a fear of not trusting people. He actually has to fear anyone from small to big, that if they find out, he can be arrested, he can be killed, he can be, you know, like back in the day, the witchcraft, what did they do with the witchcraft? You know, the witches, they would hang him at the stake. So he was nervous. He has to worry about that. But a Baal Bitachon, someone who trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't fear anything. Not no one, not nobody, not nothing. Why? Because instilled in his heart is a very basic concept, words that we're all very familiar with. Ein od milvado, right? There's no one else except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a story of from the Briska Rav, when they were escaping the war. They had to run through, him and his family, to run through like a minefield or a battlefield filled with, you know, bullets flying left and right. And, you know, we know that every bullet has an address. But he told his family, run, but the entire time, keep in mind, ein od milvado, and nothing will happen. And lo and behold, they did that. They ran through in Ol Mulvalu the entire time, and Baruch Hashem, they all made through without a scratch. But how? Why? What does Ein Od Mulvalu do? Well, the same way as we say during the Yom Naram, right? We say Tshuva Tfilat Tzedakah Ma'avirin Esrei Gezeira, right? That Tshuva, Davening, Tzedakah, all these things can help rip up a bad Gezeira. So too, Bitachon. Bitachon has that same power. And Ein Od Mulvalu is a basic line that we can turn to and we can think about and focus. That there's no other kayach in the world. There's no situation. There's no cops that have power. There's no people at TSA. There's no boss. There's no power. There's nothing else in the world except Hashem. And when there is no other kayach in the world that you could actually put your trust in, right? We have to trust in something. But if there's no other kayach in the world, right? The markets have nothing. The investors don't have any kayach. No people have any influence over your life. All that's left that we have is the one and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's hard, right? It's hard to really tap into that a little bit. Why? Because we're surrounded by Teva. You look around and every single day you think the traffic lights control when you're getting to work. You're the, you know, the old lady who still has her blinker on from when she left the driveway is slowing you down. You think that's what's stopping you. But no, really, everything is all come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a famous story of Hanina ben Daisa, right? He was famously known that he says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that oil can light a fire, he can do the same thing and make vinegar light a fire. And that's what he did, right? There's a famous story that his barrel, that his, no, that was a different story, I think. But the barrels of wine turned to vinegar. Is that the same story? No, different story, right? That he said that if all I have is vinegar to light the candle, the person who says that oil lights, vinegar should light too. And just to recap a little bit, right, there's four levels of bitachon, right? There's a basic level of emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. The second, a little bit higher than that, is just a hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fulfill the requests, fulfill the needs and wants that we want. On top of that, those two levels I like to call, states of bitachon, versus if you go to, you know, the next level or two, which is the third level, is more of a hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, not a hope, a trust in his chesed, right? As we say, v'ani b'chazdach b'tachti, yogeli b'bishu asecha, right? My heart is going to rejoice because I know Hashem did so much chesed in the past. My heart will rejoice for whatever I'm looking for, whatever Yeshua I'm looking for. So all three of those actually are more traits of bitachon, right? States of bitachon, where Sometimes you could find it inside yourself. You be Messiah yourself. You inspire yourself to try to get to that point where you can really feel it in your heart that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pull through as he's done in the past. But the highest level of bitachon, it's like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, you know, it's a lifelong mission, is more of a state of bitachon. The entire time, it's as ke'ilu, I have no desires. I don't want food, I don't want money, I don't want that. I have no desires. Why? Because I kind of establish HaKadosh Baruch Hu as like my proxy, saying, he's going to take care of everything that I need. He knows what I need. What's my desires, what I want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what I need. He's going to take care of it for me. I've got no desires. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the best. Right? Someone who trusts in Hashem, kindness surrounds. Why? Sometimes bad things happen. But someone who has no desires, completely trusts, and whatever Hashem throws my way is for my ultimate benefit, everything's chesed. Imagine living a life like that, where no matter what happens in your life, you could actually have that menuchas nefesh to realize, you know what? Maybe this is for my best. How am I supposed to know? Right? How many times do we go through life where things seem to be bad, and only at the end you realize it worked out for your favor? Imagine you could do that with every single stress or anxiety that you have in your life. You could compare it to, like we said last week, remember we talked about the duck or the chicken and the egg and the baby, right? The baby in the womb. When a baby cries, right? And sometimes they cry just because they want to cry. But a lot of times they cry because they're hungry. And you feed the baby the Similac or the Enfamil or whatever it is that you're giving the baby. And then all of a sudden the baby's quiet. Do you think that baby is worried about in 3 hours I'm going to feel this hunger again? No. This baby is hungry. I need food. Feed him. Feels happy. He's got no more worries. He doesn't have the brain capacity necessarily to think about what 3 hours ahead. He's happy. He's got nothing else that I need. We can feel like that baby when we have bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Knowing I have what I have right now and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of everything else. I got no desires. I'm a little baby. Mirtz Hashem, we should be able to slowly but surely grow in our bitachon, and maybe one day we'll reach a state of bitachon. And a trait of bitachon on top of that. Amen. Shkoyach.